Okay, Ms. Kelly, would you again state your name and your agency number for the record?
My name is Nicole Ray Kelly, and my agency number is 324-325.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly. And you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Criminal Fee for the three allegations listed on your warrant, and based on the information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes.
And on there, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense, but we don't see one signed in for you. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning?
Yes.
And you cannot see us, but there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Kelly and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Also, I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay, Mr. Turner is going to offer an amendment to the warrant, so please listen.
Very top of the warrant where it says current release status. For mm-hmm. some reason, it says have to deport.
Yes, sir.
It is a TIS release.
Thank you so very much. I was going to ask that because I've never seen one like that before. Thank you for clarifying that before you even ask. So that would not be have to deport. Okay, thank you. Okay, we will move forward now, Ms. Kelly. I'm going to read these three allegations. Each one of them, please tell me whether it's true or false once I've read it. First one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a UA at task on July 30, 2018 as directed by CCO Senior Hillard on July 30, 2018 per the task compliance report dated August the 3rd, 2018. Ma'am, is that true or false?
Yes, that is true.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, demonstrated by your possession of a white crystal-like substance that appeared to be methamphetamine on or about July 31, 2018 at the Black Canyon Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Ma'am, is that true or false?
Yes, that's correct.
And the final one, that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your possession of a dark brown substance that appeared to be heroin on July 31, 2018 at the Black Canyon Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Ma'am, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Kelly, I'm going to move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have left in employees or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, ma'am, we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and then we're going to come back and talk with you after we get that background information. So now we're going to ask that you remain quiet, and Mr. Turner is going to provide us with this information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Ms. Kelly was released from ADC custody on 6/13/2018 and arrested on 7/31/2018 by ADC on a tech warrant, no new charges. She turned back to ADC custody on 7/31/2018 with a CSED of 12/12/2018, no absconded. Current conviction, 2013 commitment A, count 1, burglary second degree, 2 years. 2013 commitment B, count 1, organized retail theft, 1 year, 6 months. 2013 commitment B, count 2, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2016 drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. No prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STD information is noted. There's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, there were other arrests, but they were either not processed or dismissed. She has a GD score of G4, V4.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. And we're back to you, Ms. Kelly. We're just going to make a few comments on what we see on your case supervision summary. It seems that when you were initially released, that you were to stay with your mother in Glendale. How long did you reside at your mother's residence, ma'am?
This time I resided at my mother's residence from the time I got out of ATC on June 13th to when I got arrested. And previously I have lived with my mother since.
And we don't see any employment. Were you employed at all this time, ma'am?
Yes, I was actually, sir. Before I was going to go to check into the parole office, I texted Taggart and I asked him if I can go pick up my paycheck, and he said to me no, that I had to come in right away. I was working at the Legacy Hotel.
Okay, well, we're glad to know that you have some employment. That's always very important. And we find that we're also just looking at your rapid programming, that on June 18th you had a negative UA, and then you failed to take UAs on July 26th as well as July 30th. Why did you miss those UAs, ma'am?
To be completely honest, sir, one, I did not call in that day because I was working. And the second one, when my parole officer, Shannon Davidson is my parole officer, and when she called me and told me that I missed that UA, I said, okay, well, I was working, and she said, okay, go take it on this day. Well, when I went to take it, there was a storm that night, and I was driving, got caught in traffic, and I called them, and nobody picked up, and I left them a message saying that I went there, they were not open, I will go tomorrow morning. And the next morning, Brett Haggard called me, and he was angry and said that I had to come and check in with him.
Okay.
I told them that I was dirty and everything, and that I was planning on going to rehab that night at Copper Springs or Maverick House. I was checking into Maverick House every single day, and that a rehab would be beneficial and better for me.
Now, I do take note that you admitted yourself that you had been using some methamphetamine. Was that the only type drug that you were using, ma'am?
Yes, it was.
Okay. What about any alcohol? Did you use any alcohol at all?
I do not drink alcohol, sir, at all.
Okay. So, at this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time.
All right.
I don't see any questions from any other board member or from Mr. Turner. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. So, anything else you want to tell the board at this time? We're prepared to listen.
All right. Well, I believe that I should be given a second chance because I don't think that prison is going to do me anything good. I believe that I can get drugs in here, which I don't want to. I want to stay sober. And I do believe that getting that second chance, I'm going to go to a rehab for 3 to 6 months out there and really, really take it seriously this time. So I would just appreciate a second chance, and I have a great support system out there. I have a home I can go to. I have family members out there that are loving and waiting for me, and like I said, it would mean the world to me if I was just given a second chance.
I really appreciate you having that support out there, but I want to ask this. Why didn't you invite any of that support to come to speak to the board today on your behalf, ma'am?
I thought they were coming because I got a letter from my mother and from my best friend saying that they would be there.
Okay, well, unfortunately, they didn't make it. They might have gotten caught up in traffic or something, but it's always important for us to hear from them in person. So what were you thinking about? Program that you're talking about? Have you selected a halfway house or a program that you would go to?
Yes, one of them would be Copper Springs, and that's a 1 month to 3 month rehabilitation. Then after that, I would go to a halfway house at either Crossroads, the Maverick House, what's another one? TLC. One of them I really want to go to is Crossroads, honestly, because they have a very good program. I've been there before, and that's how I ended up being a year and a half sober, was from that program.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. From this discussion, the board will make its determination known. At this time, the board is in discussion. I find that Ms. Kelly is a very interesting young lady. She has a future before her. I believe she's only 27 years of age. However, she still has not gotten rid of that habit. You know, I think she said she went to Crossroads or somewhere, and she was clean for a year and a half, but then she relaxed and ended up using again, and that's just so unfortunate. I'm just going to speak as one board member and not on behalf of the board, because these board members are independent of each other in terms of his thinking. I think it would just be best for her to just go ahead and complete this and get out in December with a plan and work with her parents and her other supporters, so that when she gets out, she won't come back in again. But that's just one board member's opinion. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to find that Ms. Kelly violated terms and conditions of supervision, and as much as she did to use the methamphetamine, or she admitted that herself, that she used the methamphetamine while she was out, and which was very unfortunate that she has not been able to get rid of that habit, but I'm sure that she can in the future. Therefore, I'm further going to remove that she was delinquent, and I further move to revoke her community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Yes, ma'am, the board has voted to revert your community supervision. However, you're going to be out on December the 12th. At any rate, we put together a plan so that when you get out, you will go to that program at Crossroads or wherever you want to go to, and you will not come back in arms again. We wish you the best, and please put the phone down and let the next one come forward to speak with the board now. Thank you for your participation. Thank you, ma'am.